This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, my name's Daryl Ong, and you're tuned in to the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. On the show today, we catch up with the guys from BGBG, a social initiative that holds steadfast to the practice of upcycling, a process that converts old and discarded materials to something that's usually quite beautiful and, of course, practical. Their mission is to reduce waste in the community and to empower and educate people on how the little things can have a great impact for the environment. As part of the Shape Your City campaign, their latest creation, the Sin City Table, will see a marriage of sound and light. I've seen pictures of it and a video of the creation, and it looks very, very interesting indeed, especially if you're a musician. To find out more, here's Off New Thing speaking to the people behind the BGBG initiative.
Post with the challenge to design something that fosters new connections and provide larger groups of people with a shared experience, the guys at BGBG Initiative have created something that is sure to disrupt our conventional social habits with a little help of music and upcycling engineering ingenuity called the Synth City Table. Now, this is a tabletop synthesizer that allows strangers to have an impromptu jam session triggered by various touch sensors, some of which are made out of recyclables. So I caught up with a few of the people behind this project, Fonch, Rashvin and Gurpit, to get the inside scoop on the Synth City Table.
So we started off 2013. I think everyone knows we started off making bags from discarded materials. We used to make banner bags, used to make seatbelt bags, and we also used to make furniture from discarded pallets, diesel drums, this kind of stuff. However, right now, we've kind of grown quite a lot. So right now, BGBG is structured in 5 key departments. We've got our fabrication department, where we do wood and metal, which we've just moved to Klang, actually. So we've got a new factory in Klang, very exciting for us. We've got our retail department, which is where we've grown seatbelt bags into very designer-looking products. So we've been working with a few designers. Martin is one of them. We've kind of revamped how the bags look. And actually, just today, we've launched a new website. So a website dedicated for our retail presence. It's called www.bgbgdesign.com. So do check it out. And we've got our education department, where we run workshops and all that. And we've got our events, sustainable events. So this one is quite interesting. We've just actually finished a big project in Rainforest. So we're at Rainforest Music Fest, and you know, we helped them with the whole recycling initiative. We also did something quite cool where we introduced food waste management over there. So the participants or the festival goers could bring their food waste, separate into compostable and non-compostable stuff. And we later worked with a local partner in Kuching who would help us to do that.
Last but not least is our amazing electronics department. Mm. And this is the department that is mostly responsible for us being here today, I think.
Yeah. Yep. Speaking of the electronics department, what goes on in that department? I'm sure a lot of people would want to know.
That and our R&D together. Yeah.
Well, the electronics department at BGBG has been developing a lot of open source microcontrollers using sensors that are available in the market today to do cool interactive things, functional stuff. For example, we do a bicycle generator that's quite popular these days. You can cycle a bicycle, and it's just a huge dynamo hooked up to it, where we can power a blender, an interactive fiber optics installation, or whatnot you need electricity for. The electronics department is working with green technologies. They're working with a lot of interactive elements whereby you can take any action that a person can do and translate it into sound or light or any other interactive elements here. Mm. Fosh?
Yeah, nice. I don't have anything to say.
Yeah. Fosh is our main guy at the electronic department these days, together with our partner Matthew, who's back in France now. Fosh is actually from Geosyc Lab. He travels around the world together with his friend Bart. They've gone to, I don't know, how many different countries, Fosh, you've been to?
22 or something like that.
22 countries over 3 years where they go around the world and they teach people about open source design and open source hardware, and also there are artists who curate beautiful electronics installations all around the world.
Mm. I'm hearing a lot of this word open source, and I think you guys put a lot of emphasis on applying open source principles, right?
Could
you guys explain what it means and what the movement is all about?
Open source hardware is a movement taking over the world by storm. BGBG is a hardcore proponent of open source hardware and open source design. Mm-hmm. We believe it to be a new business model for the future. It's a circular economy built through collaboration and the sharing of knowledge and information. With open source hardware, we believe we do not need to reinvent the wheel over and over again. We take off where other people have left their work, and we build upon their ideas, and we share those ideas, because these are ideas that came from those before us, and they don't belong to us, and we believe they should be shared with the future generations to come. As such, open source hardware makes things easy for everybody. Like, ask Fosh over here. Like,
yeah, actually, I have an example. So the first time when I came 2 years ago, I did some capacitive sensors and singing planes.
That's right.
And then I go back to my home by bicycle, slowly, slowly. And 2 years later, I wanted to do it again, to do the singing plants again. But during this time, in BGBG electronic department, they were developing this installation, and they upload the code. So I just download the code in France, and I just did it again, but better. Mm. And I'm here now to develop it even better.
Mm. That's open source. That's
really opened the doors for a lot of collaborations to happen, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, a good thing that happens quite often is that, so we meet all these business people, right? And then we tell them, oh, you know what, we're BGBG and we believe in open source all the way. And they look at you like, you're open source. So how does that work? Right? You're a business, you know, you're a social enterprise. How does that go about? Like, how do you protect your ideas? How do you like stay in business? Mm. So we look at them quite dumbfounded and we're like, bro, to be honest, like the ideas that we've come up with internally is probably only a fraction of what there is out there. Mm. And by being open source, we've actually been able to do like hundreds of things. We made a plastic shredder machine that was a Dave Hacken's idea that we learned from online, made it ourselves for Kiehl's. It was in Publica just recently. The whole synthesizer table, the laser synth, the, even our bags, so many things that we've done is actually ideas that we've learned and then we've made a 2.0 or 3.0 version of it.
Wow.
Yeah, this open source principles allow us to do this. We have an infinite business model that has an infinite product range thanks to the open source movement. Mm. So if you know somebody else wants to copy and replicate what we do, we highly encourage you, come to us. We'll share with you how to do it. And if you're doing it and we think it's a good thing, go ahead and we will go on to do the next thing, you know?
I think most of the time businesses, they are quite protective of their ideas.
Completely.
So you guys are going the complete opposite direction.
Opposite, which some of them find a bit unnerving, but I guess for us, it's proven to work and it will, I think, only prove to work even further. Like,
we believe it to be the economy for the future. Open source circular economy, which actually we're part of in Malaysia. We host the Open Source Circular Economy Day for the past 2 years in a row. This year we've had the day in two different locations, one in central Kuala Lumpur and another in a Orang Asli village in Pos Gadong Perak, where we had an open source day too, teaching the locals how to use open source technology to generate power for themselves.
Wow.
Yep.
But let's just briefly go through some of the previous works that you guys have made as well.
Yes.
So one interesting one was the singing pool installation.
I will try to explain it as clearly as possible. Basically, the singing pool or singing table or aquaphonics.
Aquaphonics is a good name.
Many names. Huh?
Many names.
It's big table, like 2 meters by 180, something there. And on the center of this table, there is water, like a thin layer of water. And below the water, there is 3 speakers. So when we send a frequency into a speaker, we can see the water moving as the frequency. So we can basically see the frequency. And we add 3 bowls full of water. So when people touch the water, they will make vibrating the main pool.
Super cool vibrations, yeah.
So you get a visual of the sound, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Synesthesia.
It's an experience of visual, audio, and sensory all together in one instrument.
Different dimensions combined. Yeah. And you guys did the Laser Hub installment as well, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, so I think our partners, Matthew, Ash, Navin, they worked on this. And I think it was an idea they kind of, also again, we learned, you know, by looking through the internet. And it was an idea where you could use a photo sensor to trigger something. Mm-hmm. Right? So the photo sensor could be the source of the input, and that you could program to any type of output. So we built that for Imagine KL, Heineken, and it was the first time we did it. And it was a, I would say, fantastic reaction from everybody who got to play with it.
A traditional harp is a lot more expensive and takes a lot more time to make. So we just use lasers as strings, yeah?
And apparently there's a knob to change the genre as well and the tempo of things.
Yeah,
of course.
That was a collaboration and an open source as well.
Every project that BGBG does is part of the open source movement. We believe in reusing materials that are available in the cities. Mm-hmm. We believe in open source. And we believe, most importantly, in working together with people, because the best things in life don't come from one person alone sitting by themselves. Yeah.
And recently you guys were tasked to design something that will disrupt our social habits, and that was a synth city table. Could you guys explain more about it?
So the synth table is a very complex arrangement of electronic sensors, lights, microcontrollers, woodworking, 3D design.
It's all the bombastic words you can imagine in one sentence.
Hand fabrication. Yeah. It was a table that was tasked towards us to get prepared in a 2-week time frame. We had over 16 people working together within BGBG on the table, from professionals, collaborators, freelancers, interns, and our teammates. We had 3D modelers designing the interface so that we could use waste materials as music instruments. We used old crates. We used discarded bottles.
Bottle caps.
Yeah. So what we had was, you had the crates as a drum, and you could knock on this, and it's a percussion instrument. Mm. We had 3 bottles that were glowing milky green because Forsh...
Eight bottles
that symbolized the bass sounds that Forsh put some milk inside, and it was glowing milky green, and this is the bass. Then we had about 10 knobs that you could tweak around and play with the sounds, like bottle caps. There were 10 lasers where you could interrupt the laser by taking a beer bottle and putting it on the table, and this would create a harmonic frequency for the notes. And of course, we had 10 cans that were casted in cement and put on a huge metal spring, and this would make the treble notes.
And you guys made all that in 2 weeks.
We did all of this in 2 weeks because we worked together.
Everybody we work with likes to give us a bit of a crazy deadline. It seems to be the norm. Yeah. It seems to be the way of doing things. Like, but I guess the challenge is what? The sleepless nights and the late nights. Mm.
So if any clients are listening to this, like, you know, do give us like jobs early, yeah?
Yeah, guys, a month is great, you know. I'm not asking for 6 months. Like.
Of New Things, speaking to the guys from BGBG about their Sin City table at the Shape Your City campaign. We continue this conversation right after this. My name's Daryl Ong. You're tuned in to I Love KL PFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, my name is Daryl Ong, and you're tuned in to I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Shape Your City is a global campaign that inspires city dwellers and motivates them to express their creativity and to show the world why we call our city home. Plenty of art installations going on, and this week we feature one of the more interesting ones that will be on display, the Sin City Table, created by the BGBG initiative. Here's Off New Things speaking to Fonch, Rashvin and Gurpit.
We had a meeting, and everything started from this meeting, actually. I tried to work to prepare some stuff, but after this meeting, I had to begin everything from zero. So 2 weeks before the party, the event.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do like four or five installations. And we speak about the space, we speak about the event itself, and we decide to do just one table with 5 installations on the same table. Because we were believing, and we are still believing, that when people play music together, there is something different happening.
It seems to be an ongoing trend, you know, the previous ones you guys did, laser harp or the singing pool. It has all something to do with music. I guess music is the easiest tool to bring people together as well, right?
It's something that Shape Your City wanted. They wanted to find a way where we could get different people to come together and they could interact seamlessly, right? So I guess it's quite often, you know, we go out and we get glued to our phones. Mm-hmm. It's quite a common thing we say quite often. But then also when you tell someone, oh, go and interact, it's also not as comfortable as it is.
Yeah.
But if you have a very crazy or unique looking or fantastic looking table, looks a bit like a mad scientist kind of table, right? And then you get people who naturally get drawn to it because of just the way it looks, lights, sound, and just, you know, different people. So I guess at the Penang event, it was quite successful. We have to say, like,
it's a melting pot. It's an ice-breaking session. You know, you jam together with somebody, you interact with them. Most of BGBG's installations, we always try to either include something to do with waste elements or something where the public can interact with the installation itself, you know. I guess art is not just like what it used to be back in the 1700s, where, you know, you just have a painting that you look at for days and hours. This is art where you can play around with it, you can mess. Like, you have feedback. I think Forge designed it in such a way, if you played the percussions on one of the crates, there is one of the 8 bottles that actually lights up. So whenever you're knocking it over here, it means something's happening over there. And this kind of element.
Normally, not. It won't happen.
Yeah, normally not. This kind of technologies, you know, they come into play in music, yet there's a myriad of real-world applications for the mechanics and the electronics that they've put into play. I think many crazy ideas have come from this table straight away. Like, Forsh showed me how he could have a bottle next to his table, next to his bedside table, that he could touch this bottle and the lights could turn on in his room.
Wow.
You know, only when he wanted it to be on. And when, as soon as he let his hand off the bottle, the lights turned off.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good prank, guys.
And that's the beauty of open source. Everybody gets to learn it. Everybody gets to apply it as well.
A lot of source today, yeah? Input, open source. Yeah.
By the way, I learned electronics with open source. I study art. And without all these YouTube tutorials, instructables, and blah, 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 I couldn't do anything.
None of us believed it when Fonch told us he spent 5 years in art school. We're like, no, la bro.
Yeah, I spent my time to say, I'm not engineer, I'm artist.
Yeah.
But nobody believed me, okay.
Yeah, you're an engineer, bro. You're born engineer with an artistic mind.
So what was the response like from the crowd when they interacted with the synth table? Beautiful music?
No, it was fantastic. I mean, people really loved it. You know, at first they didn't get it. Right, you know, at first, but then all it takes, I think, anywhere in the world, you get a few people going, and then once they figure it out, once people kind of like, hey, look, what I'm doing is causing this, and then you get people calling all their friends to come, like, bro, you gotta come, check it out. And next thing you know, at one point, I think there was like 30 or 20 people, because there's 36 sensors, right? So actually, it can accommodate 36 people, but that's a bit too much, lah.
But how do you sound like having so many people playing everything at the same time?
I heard a lot of good feedback over the past 2 weeks since then. Like, we've been going around to meet clients and collaborators and such, and there's been a very favorable response towards this table. They're like, hey man, we went to Penang, we saw your table, that's cool man, can you do something for us?
Yeah, that Heineken event was damn cool, bro. You know, can you guys come and do something else? We're like, yeah, sure, you want another table? Or
what happens to the table after the event? Do you guys bring it back, or do you guys keep it for another event?
We're souping it up and like getting it ready for Jalan Batai Kuala Lumpur, 26 August, guys, next Friday. Yeah, come and check out the level 2 of the synth table, alright? It's going to be crazy. It's amazing. You can meet Forsh over there too. He's a really good looking guy.
It's the second event. The second Shape Your City event. So we're quite, I mean, it's nice when you do something and you can use it for a couple of times, because it really makes the effort worthwhile.
So as you said, you're going to soup it up a bit. So what kind of additional stuff are you guys going to add?
I think it's the seamlessness on the back end mostly, because what you see might be simple, yet what goes into the thing is many, many layers and maybe Forsh.
Yeah, the thing is, okay, there were some parts who wasn't working well, so it's already fixed. And Jack will do the sound, another sound, because we learn a lot from the first time, but the sound will be different. Because when people play music, I mean, we create music instrument, basically. A big one, but it's still a music instrument. And people who are coming and playing with this instrument are not musicians. Maybe some, but most of people are not musicians, so they don't listen each other. We have to find a way to do this table like an harmonic table and not noisy.
Oh, that's
noisy,
gonna be
table.
Tough. That sounds tough.
So 36 people, just forget it. Like.
Yeah. To answer your question, no, it doesn't sound good when 36 people do it, but it sounds good when six
people.
But it's the aspect of people coming together to create a new sound that's more exciting, right?
Nice.
Yeah. All right. And last but not least, what does the future hold for BGBG?
We are quite lucky to always be doing very interesting stuff. But if there's one thing that is most crucial to mention, is that is what our next, I would say, if not biggest, but one of the biggest projects we're doing, is we're going to be working on a full-fledged makerspace in Kuala Lumpur. So we're going to be working at Publica. So we've been working with UEM to make this happen. And it's going to be launched in Publica. We're hoping for end of this year, in the next 4 months, but it looks like it could be January. And it's going to be a place where you have 3D printers, CNC cutters, wood, metal, textile shops,
anything that you can imagine necessary to fabricate a prototype to play around. We want it to be an awesome event space. We want it to be like a gym for making. We want it to be a place where people can come together. You become a member, you get access to this space. You can learn about food technology, like how to make your own cheese. You can come and learn how to make a present for your loved one. You can do an educational course on electronics, how to code, how to build the sensors, how to build the laser table even. Yeah, this is a space for prototyping, for your people to come together and make things.
So basically, go there empty-handed, come back with a lot of knowledge and probably something that you build with your own hands.
And exactly. So the idea is that something you physically did, that you can, you know, go home and continue working on it, or come back and continue working on it.
The current issue with the technologies available today, it's mainly accessible only to industries and large players in the game. We want to bring cutting-edge production-level equipment to everyday people so that they can realize their ideas from digital design to real-world products, and, you know, promote Malaysia as a source of makers, you know, and bring us up on the map too.
Excellent.
Yeah. You know, I guess maybe we can share this, isn't it? So we've got a title, a name for the place. Right, it's probably 90% confirmed. I mean, it was a long discussion internally, you know, over many late-night sessions, but I think the name that we're going to go with is Mereka.
Mereka, maker, maker.
Ah.
So Mereka can be them, Mereka.
Mereka Square.
Oh, that's smart. Okay, I just got it. Yeah.
So we love this, hence our name, BGBG, you know, which means seeds, and, you know, we're trying to inspire small initiatives. No different from Mereka.
And in line with this, we are also giving access to everyday people to production level equipment. The equipment in Mereka will be small for DIY and prototyping. If somebody wants to do a large project, if somebody needs to get something CNC milled, engraved, laser cut, we're also launching this platform for everyday people to access these tools. And we have a website launching on the 1st of September. It's going to be called cutthesheet.com.
Yeah, so
that's
H-E-E-T.
That's right, bro.
She loves this name. But it's true, because we really struggle to get access to these machines, and we can understand and we know the challenge.
So you guys are opening doors for everybody. Open source as well.
Again,
in a sense, open, right? All right, excellent. Wish you guys all the best, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
That was Ofnil Thing speaking to the guys from the BGBG initiative. Do check out the Shape Your City event happening at Plaza Batai next Friday, 26th of August. Plenty of things happening on that day, so definitely one not to be missed. Sadly, we've come to the end of our show today, but let me remind you, if they want to check out the interview, just head over to our website www.bfm.my/iLoveKL to download the podcast. Also, if you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can just tweet us. We are at BFM Radio. My name is Daryl Ong. Thanks for listening, and do join us again next week for another exciting episode of I Love KL, the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city, right here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.